We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this is Author's Corner, and I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis. Paul, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest today.
I am. You are now looking at Dr. M. Marie Hester, who has some a wonderful book and tremendous experience as a professional doctor, which we all love and need. So welcome to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Anne Maria. Let's just go really right to the basis of your book and in your business. Can tell us about the book and then the business. That's a perfect way to just kind of segue right in.
Certainly. So I practiced internal medicine for decades. There's a tremendous void between how doctors think and how patients think. I once timed a patient. I asked her a yes or no question. It took her 10 minutes to answer. Patients have not been taught how to communicate on a level that will help expedite their own diagnoses. So I wrote Patient Empowerment 101, more than a book, it's an adventure, just to explain to people in very basic terms, jokes here and there, just a very lively sort of discussion with the doctor. About how they can expedite their own care, how they think like doctors think, how they can get together like a 1 minute elevator speech, so then walk in the doctor's office. They can help the doctor pinpoint the diagnosis quickly with fewer unnecessary tests and procedures. And so that is the book that just came out a few months ago. And then a few weeks ago, I launched Patient World. This is set up kind of like a medical Udemy where people can sign on and enroll and take a variety of courses from different experts. It's not just me. I have Chef Dr. Mike, the only interventional cardiologist in the world, who is a culinary medicine professor and a professional chef. So I have a variety of people who give information in a down-to-earth way so people can understand it. And it's given in little chunks. And there are a lot of other fun things to go along with the courses.
What do you think the biggest situation is, what the people that are needing this, people that want to get healthy so that they don't have, when they use their patient visitation to the doctors to know what things they need to work on? It sounds like that's really a big thing about your book and everything is self-improvement of health, not just relying on the doctor to put you on medicine, to kind of really look at improving your health.
Absolutely. And what a lot of people don't realize is we are looking at a doctor shortage of up to 124,000 doctors in 11 years. And if you factor into the equation all of the Americans in rural and some urban communities who need care but don't actually get it, that deficit could topple 180,000. It's hard to imagine being in a situation where we are in such a tremendous deficit for physicians. And so by learning how to optimize each medical visit, whether it's in the doctor's office, the ER, if you drive into the emergency room, you can put these things together in your head. So when the doctor walks in, you can basically tell them what's going on. People don't realize most of the diagnosis is not in the examination or the tests or the procedures. It is in what we tell doctors.
Why is that?
Well, when they told me that in medical school, I thought the doctor didn't know what he was talking about. But it's actually true because, for instance, if you go to your doctor and you say, I have pain in the upper right abdomen and it goes through to my shoulder blade and I have some nausea, it happens after eating fatty foods, the doctor's going to say, I've got to look at the gallbladder. He's not going to worry about appendicitis. He's not going to worry about some other things. Anatomically, we know what to expect when symptoms occur in certain places. We know what commonly goes along with those symptoms. And so if a patient can explain to us in very basic terms, in a concise manner, what's going on, the doctor is not going to have to order a ton of tests and procedures, because by the time you finish your last sentence, the doctor will have already narrowed the list of potential diagnoses, which means fewer tests, fewer procedures, less of a need to follow up because the diagnosis was wrong, and less of a need to get drugs that interact with other things that are expensive and sometimes dangerous.
Wow. Paul, any questions for
the doctor? Your book sounds amazingly interesting. I fully understand where you're coming from with the people don't talk, you know, they just sit there and say, well, you guess what's wrong with me, basically, right? I mean, they don't mean that, but that's what happens there. So I applaud you for actually writing that. And it sounds like a book that everyone should be reading, really, before they go to the doctors.
I think everybody can benefit, even if you don't have any chronic issues. There's going to be a time you go to the doctor with acute bronchitis or something. We all have to see doctors and nurse practitioners and physician assistants at times. So everybody is going to be a patient at some point in time, even doctors and nurses and so forth. We've had a very paternalistic healthcare system where the doctors would say, this is what you do. The patients would say yes or no. They may or may not do it. But the goal is to empower people. Once they feel empowered, then they're going to do better. If they can go into the doctor's office and give valuable information and feel confident the doctor got the diagnosis right, they're going to be more likely to follow through and get the test and get the prescription and so forth. Because when we partner with each other, it's not just doctor versus patient. It is doctor, patient. We're one. And that's the goal. And that's what the book helps people do.
And that's the key thing, is that when you start to really see health as wealth, and how your health is an important thing, you look at things, you look at your tests, you look at what do I not want to do? How can I get better with certain chronic issues I might have, or semi things that are going to become chronic, and work on them now, and then ask the expert, the doctor, the right questions. Don't let them lead the conversation. You lead the conversation, which can cause trouble sometimes, right?
It can, but if a patient prepares and goes into the doctor's office with a prioritized list of issues, then it's going to be so much smoother, because you don't know if your doctor comes in to see you and then gets a page, the person in the next room is having a stroke. You don't know what to expect. So when the doctor hits the door, then you start with what's the most important thing, because you don't know how much time you're going to have. And once the doctor sees that you're organized, you know what you're talking about, he or she is going to be more respectful and feel like this is a partnership. And that is a win-win.
So do you continue? Are you still practicing?
No. A couple of years ago, I stepped back. I do administrative medicine, but I practice close to 30 years.
And what? So basically now you're stepping back. You're doing more administration now?
Yes, and I'm dealing more with health and wellness. I spent decades dealing with things after the fact. This person has cancer. This person has had a stroke and so forth. But I am very interested in how to decrease the risk of people getting there. One of the courses on my Patient World platform is taught by a doctor board certified in lifestyle medicine. And she goes through the six pillars that we now know can help prevent, treat, and even reverse diseases. And so instead of focusing on treating a disease once it occurs, we need to spend more time preventing it. And if you have it, there are times it can be reversed. People don't know that. People need this information so they can completely change their trajectory. They can completely change their lifespan. Their health span. Lifespan is how much time you live. Health span is how much of your life is spent in health. We want to be healthy. You can live to 100 and be sick, but you can live to 100 and be well. So the health span is vital. And that's the message. What do we need to do to turn it around? Because we're not going in the right direction.
All right. So the best place people can find information is, where can they go for the book? Amazon, all those different places. But where can we find Patient World?
Patientworld.net.
All right. It's fantastic. Such a great idea. And I'm sure you're looking for more and more people like a Udemy to get their opportunity to be on this platform. What an opportunity. A lot of different things I'm thinking, especially as you're going to be a guest on DocTales as well. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.